Japanese。
阿欢，
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese Class 101。
Cantonese Lower Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 14, Searching for That Lucky Taxi in Hong Kong. Hello, and welcome to the Lower Beginner series at CantoneseClass101.com. This is Season 1, Lesson 14, Searching for That Lucky Taxi in Hong Kong. I'm Eric.
Hello, and I'm Teddy.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to get a taxi.
This dialogue takes place on the street.
Between two friends, Jane and Wendy.
And this is in casual Cantonese.
Let's listen to the conversation.
邊度有的士？
嗰度有架空車。
你應該話吉車。
係？點解啊？
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
邊度有的士？
嗰度有架空車。
你應該話吉車。
係？點解啊？
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
邊度有的士？
Where can I find a taxi?
嗰度有架空車。
There's an empty one over there.
你應該話吉車。
You should say a lucky one.
係？點解啊？
Really? Why is that? Is it common for people to ride in taxis in Hong Kong?
Oh yes. Compared to other countries, taxi fares in Hong Kong are quite cheap.
What's the starting fare?
First, you need to pay 22 Hong Kong dollars for the first 2 kilometers.
What about after that?
It will be an additional 1.6 Hong Kong dollars for every 200 meters. However, if it is long haul, then after the meter reaches 78 Hong Kong dollars, the charge will be only $1 every 200 meters.
So how much does it usually cost to go downtown from the airport?
Let's say we want to go to TST or Tsim Sha Tsui, which is on the Kowloon Peninsula. It will cost about 250 Hong Kong dollars if the traffic is smooth. It will be 350 Hong Kong dollars if you go to Causeway Bay on Hong Kong Island, because there is an extra fee for the Cross Harbour Tunnel.
I see. I wonder if it is very cheap traveling in town since Hong Kong is such a small place.
It is.It costs around $50 to go from Central to Causeway Bay, or from Mong Kok to Tsim Sha Tsui.
Is it easy to get a taxi?
There are usually a lot of taxis on the street and at taxi stands, but during rush hour, it can be very hard to get a taxi.
Why is that?
Many people do not drive in Hong Kong, so during rush hour, say between 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning,When people are going to work, or after work between 6 and 7 o'clock in the evening. When people are going out to dinner or going home, it is extremely hard to get a taxi.
Oh, then I'll have to avoid traveling during those hours.
Right, not to mention the buses and MTR will be packed as well.
Okay, now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson.The first word we shall see is
邊度
Where?
邊度邊度
Next
的士
Taxi
的士的士
Next
嗰度
There
嗰度嗰度
Next
空
Empty
空空
Next
車
Car
車車
Next,
应该
should,
应该应该
Next,
吉
lucky, auspicious,
吉吉
And last,
点解
why,
点解点解
Let's take a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. What are we starting with?
邊度?
I remember this is one of the interrogative words we talked about before.
Yes, 邊度 means where.
What does each character mean?
邊 means which in Cantonese, and 度 is spot, degree, or exact point when you measure something.
When you put the two words together,
邊度 means which exact point, so it means where.
That makes sense.
When we ask 邊度有, it means where would there be?
I see. So for where would there be a taxi?
We'll say 邊度有的士?
How about where would there be a toilet? Or simply, where can I find a toilet?
邊度有廁所?
Okay, then how do we answer the questions like that?
We use 嗰度 to say there or over there. So if we were to say there is a taxi over there, then we say 嗰度有的士?
Can you repeat the question and the answer, please?
邊度有的士? 嗰度有的士?
Where can I find a taxi? There is a taxi.
Excellent. And to say here, we use 呢度. For example, 邊度有廁所?
Where can I find a toilet?
呢度有廁所.
There's a toilet here. Teddy, please repeat the words for where, there, and here. Listeners, repeat after Teddy.
邊度?
Where?
嗰度.
There.
呢度.
Here. Okay, now on to the grammar.
It's grammar time!
In this lesson, you'll learn how to say should or ought to.
Yes, when we try to correct someone, we say you should or you ought to. This phrase in Cantonese is 应该.
Do you put this phrase in front of the verb as well?
Yes. 你应该食 means you should eat.
What about you should sleep?
你应该瞓 or 你应该瞓觉.
For you should speak,
你应该讲.
In the dialogue, Jane says you should say,
depending on the situation, it can be 你应该讲 or 你应该话.
How about you should not do something? Where do we put the not?
We'd say 不应该 or should not.
So to say you should not eat, it'd be
你不应该食.
You should not sleep.
你不应该瞓.
You should not say.
你不应该话.
You should not say sorry.
你不应该讲对不住.
Okay, let's hear the set phrase should again. Listeners, repeat after Teddy.
应该.
Should. Ought to.
不应该.
Should not, ought not.
What's one of the best ways to stay motivated while learning Cantonese?
It's watching your progress grow and knowing how much you've learned.
Did you know that you could do that at CantoneseClass101.com? You can track your Cantonese progress with the dashboard.
So when you complete this lesson, mark it as finished.
You'll see the checkbox above the lesson player on the lesson page.
Click on the Mark Lesson Complete checkbox and watch your progress grow at CantoneseClass101.com.
And that's it for this lesson. Now we should say goodbye to our listeners. Thanks for listening, everyone.
应该讲拜拜. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
嗰度有架空車。
你應該話吉車。
係? 點解呀?